Welcome to Yacht Femme, where we talk about the women that make the yachting industry. I'm your host, Andrea Tagliaferro. Learn who they are, how they got into yachting, and what they do today.
Dasha Moranova is the creative director and founder of Dasha Moranova Designs. DMD is an award-winning interior and exterior design firm located in Amsterdam.
Dasha is a seasoned super yacht designer with a master's degree in industrial design from Prague. She began her yachting career in 2008 with landmark projects in Hamburg, contributing to new builds Eclipse and Luna. Dasha worked with renowned firms before founding her own DMD 3 years ago, starting with Lursen's climate neutral project Alice.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Yacht Femme. I'm here with Dasha Moranova. I am so excited for you guys to hear about her story. She has done amazingly in the yachting industry. It's not been easy, even though it makes it seem like it is, because she has accomplished so much. So she is the creative and director and founder of Dasha Moranova Designs. Dasha, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you so much, Andrea, as well, for this very kind invitation and your introduction. So, my name is Dasha Moranova. I'm the creative director and founder of DMD, Dasha Moranova Designs, the interior and exterior design studio based in Amsterdam, which I established just over 3 years ago. I was born in the Czech Republic in the middle of beautiful mountains. I studied at design academies in Prague, Holland, and Hungary, and I finished my 6 years master degrees in industrial design at the Prague Academy of Art, Architecture, and Design in 2005.
Well, thank you for that great background, because you saved me the question to actually ask that. For those that are watching the podcast and not just listening to it, she has this amazing background behind her, and she previously told me that she actually, it's one of her designs. Do you want to talk about it right now, or do you want us to talk about it later? You tell me.
We can talk about it later, yes.
Okay, we'll jump into that later. So we already know where you come from and what it is that you do, but can you tell us, how did you get here? How did you get into the yachting industry?
Yeah, I must say it happened kind of magically, but all happened because in early 2007, I decided to move to Mallorca as I get the opportunity to design high-end residentials. And as I always loved the Mediterranean culture and the food and kind of everyday sunshine. Ever since I was a little girl, I wanted to live by the sea, and I admire beautiful yachts and sailing culture from our family holidays in Croatia. So I felt like it's kind of my calling to move to the closer to the sea. So when I moved to Mallorca, one of my very first residential clients, who I've been designing for him and his family, he helped me to move to the yachting industry, but it all started because they decided to move a 40-meter yacht. And that was my first kind of touch to start hunting about yachting and learning about that. And we attended first time together in 2008, the Monaco Yacht Show. And that was really incredible because, to attend with your client, and we visited so many different yachts, and it was just incredible. Like, for me to have my industrial product design background, I was looking at every single details and how all these finishes and everything, how it's built and done. It was just incredible. So this was kind of the first touch of yachting. And later on, this client also introduced me to my next clients. And that was, because I always say, I think it's important to be at the right time, at the right place. And that I was very lucky in that sense, because we were visiting with my client. We were just going from our trip from Dubai, where we were designing his property. And we stopped in Hamburg. And literally, I didn't even plan that, and I had 2 days of interviews, and it was on Wednesday, and on Monday I would be moving to Blumenfuss Shipyard and starting my completely new role. Yeah, so that's how it all started. So I have been in the superyacht industry, I would say, over 16 years now, and my very first projects were these two very famous, I would say, yachts on behalf of owner's team. I was working on Eclipse and very beautiful expedition yacht Luna.
Well, you did say that it sort of all happened magically from working residential, then that client wanted to purchase a yacht, took you to the Monaco Yacht Show that you hadn't been. I cannot imagine, and as a designer, being introduced to this world. And not only that, I remember you saying that you were also taken on board the yachts so you could actually take a deeper understanding of them. I want to know, how did it feel as a designer going from residential to the yachting industry?
So this, you know, it is of course big step from residentials to yachting, and the way how I started was a little bit different because I didn't start it designing immediately. So my role on these two projects were, it started with owner supply and also as an interim manager. So my role was on behalf of the client. So I was working directly with the shipyard and with the designers and designers team, which in the time was Terence Isdale, who I always say that Terence Isdale, Mr. Terence Isdale, is like the rock star of yachting industry. And literally, I was working directly with him, with his team, with the shipyard, with all contractors, subcontractors, with the top outfitters which were on board. And learning all the time. But I think the most important, my kind of engineering and industrial business background was really helping my role, because part of my job was also like a quality control and final acceptance of the spaces. And I have to say that not every single contractor liked me, because I would be always going around yacht with red stickers, and I would not let them, you know, let it go until it's done unto perfection, which we always loved. And I'm in a just so nice, because this project really brought so many long life friends together, because I'm still in contact with everyone who I used to work at on these projects. Yeah, with contractors as well. And so it was very nice. So part of the other job I was doing was owner supply. So which actually the transition from residential design to yachting design was not that difficult, because I was used to selecting and supplying beautiful, you know, objects and products on these high-end residential projects as well. And for those who don't know what exactly the owner supplies means, that's literally supplying all of the small items from crockery, cutlery, linen, gym accessories, spa accessories, stationery, like everything what you daily get in touch with. It's really part of it. Also, to be said, we know that this task is very personal, and I think it was essential for this role also to understand what the clients likes and to know the client. So when I started in the office at Blue Ocean Management, I received kind of instructions of or talks about the client and about the family and what they like and how they like to spend the day, because it was really important to really, you know, to suggest and supply the correct items. And
No, I think people overlook that in order for you to supply the details that make our daily lives fit to us, you really have to know the person. It's sort of like you're going into the psychology questionnaire and you're observing, almost like a stalker, not in the negative way, but yeah. So you get to know them. I do remember when I worked this, I briefly as Stew, I was handed this book, and it had all the little behaviors of the yacht owners, from the owner gets anxious if you don't pick up his food 5 minutes. He doesn't like juice with pulp. The moment you give him a juice with pulp, hang out behind the galley for 2 minutes, he will be ready for the next one because he drinks it like a shot. So they were like very little observations that make their experience a lot more pleasant. And that was from the service in this side, but in your case, for them to have all they needed on board, because you're not gonna go like to the store to buy something for the boat when you're in the middle, I don't know, Martha's Vineyard or something like that.
In order to really deliver exceptional work, in that time, my colleague and I, we were sent to these owners' other yachts, Pelorus and Excelsi, to see how the family really used the boat, what products did they use, and for example, the heaviness of crockery or cutlery was like, or glassware was really, really important. And in the time, my colleague, Klatizard from Yacht Solutions, she was, so we were as a team, because I was from more as a design background and from aesthetic point of view, but she was the one who came with experience of working as a crew for many years on 80 meters plus yachts. So we were putting together all these owner supplies orders, because as I said, this was my very first project and I didn't have that experience. So I was really grateful for Claire's suggestions, because she was doing, I said, okay, let's buy this because it's beautiful and it fits the exterior and interior design, because I had to also follow the design which was done by Terence Isdale. And I was consulting with Terence Isdale as well, if they agree with everything that I suggested. But as well, Claire was the one who would say, okay, so we need to allocate these items, all of them, you know, the storage. So, and also there has to be for the crew a good flow of how they use it. So that's also a really important task, which I learned during this, you know, build time. And I can tell you one thing, being 16 years in the yachting industry, no matter what size of the boat, the storage is always an issue. You know, it doesn't matter if it's a 5 meter boat, 30 meter or 165 meter boat yacht, it's, you know, you never have enough. So it was also kind of interesting to learn from this practical side, which I'm really, really using until now. Yeah. So that's, very good.
I like that you say that, because when you were talking, I was actually thinking about storage. When you have all these beautiful things, but then you have them set up for them to be viewed, from decoration pieces to the cutlery. But then when you're at open seas, the crew is tasked with putting everything away in a secure fashion. So each drawer has these, I forget how they call it, these little sticks. So every piece of cutlery fits perfectly. So it was designed for that cutlery. So it's not like it, in the middle of the voyage, people are changing from the china to the cutlery to any of the other accessories, because they need to be stored for safety. But before we go into more details, because I can talk about this all day, is I want to know more about you as a founder. What are your daily tasks? What role do you have now?
So yes, I work for myself now. I have my own business. It's completely different. Yeah, it brings many challenges and sleepless nights, and also you need to learn new things as you go, because I know I can design, and I am extremely passionate about my design work. And in the past, I have been taking all these different roles, you know, being owner side, being as a part of the senior design team, facing client meetings and managing 30 designers in my team and 11 different nationalities. But with all honesty, like running your own team or your own business, it covers lots of different tasks. Mm-hmm. So I'm wearing lots of different hats every day. I am a CEO, I'm the creative director, but I'm also a great coffee maker. And I had to study a lot as well. I would say that I did several business masteries, also with Tony Robbins. If any one of you know him, he was...
We've heard about him.
He's very famous. He's been training people, including like US president. And like he said, the very basic sentence is, if you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. Yeah. So... Which showed me, okay, I am passionate about design, but I'm setting up my business now, and it's really starting from step by step and building the team, building literally everything. Yeah, so that was really important for me to start learning something new as well from this side. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I think a lot of people don't think when they want to go off on their own that when they were working for another company, they were only focused on one task of making a business, because again, it is a business and you were just, the product was design. So now you have to do it all. I didn't know you had, I want to know more, but that could be a longer conversation. I've always have been curious of what a workshop with Tony Robbins must be. When you said know your numbers, any American, like, I see the energy of his speaking events, but for those Americans listening to the show, when you said know your numbers, I think there's a very popular show here called Shark Tank. And all of them, when you're discussing your beautiful your passion and your wonderful products, they're like, doesn't matter what are your numbers, because this is a business and we want to invest. And if you don't lay it out in a way that we can actually be part of it, we can. But I would love for the audience to understand more what it is to be, what's a day for you? If you can tell us a little bit about your tasks, because now you are a designer and a businesswoman. So as a creative director and founder of your studio, what does that look like really?
I think that like each day is a little bit different, I would say, because it depends on what kind of project we are working on, because we do also residential, high-end hospitality as well as yachting projects. So if I'm traveling, if I'm consulting with a shipyard or with some contractors or discussing a project with some supplier or designing some product, or if I'm with my team in the office and we are trying to design, or if I'm like doing my spreadsheets or creating my marketing video or writing contracts, or doing GA, because I love actually doing general arrangement plan, because I think that's extremely important to have a good flow on a yacht, but also in the interior, in the house as well, because as I said, we do high-end residentials as well. So as I mentioned before, actually, I feel like I'm wearing lots of different hats every day and trying to still learn and you know, grow as we go, but I still have to do a lot of things myself. Yeah.
So if you could take one of those hats off, if there is a task that you're dying to offload to someone, what would that be right now?
Everything financial related, contracts and finances. And then I can really just relax and continue on designing and working and creating something new and smart and innovative. And yeah, that's really my dream. And I think it will come soon. I hope so. But for the moment, yeah, we are not that big. You know, we are a small studio of 4 people. We are very passionate and we love innovations and design. But yeah, I think it's all coming step by step. Yeah.
Step by step, but it is a lot of work. And I love when you said sleepless nights in the beginning, because there's something I love doing that is on LinkedIn and post on Sundays. Yes, Sundays, not a Monday. Yeah. And who else is out there? Because I know I'm not alone here. I know many of you are actually working.
That's true.
I know you say it's a small studio and so much is yet to come, but you have actually accomplished so much already. So is there something that you can pick to be what has been your proudest day in yachting so far?
Well, as I said, I am extremely grateful and equally very proud for the opportunities and amazingly talented people I had a chance to meet, and also the projects I had a chance to work on. As I would have never dreamt that as a young girl, you know, small girl, coming from a small village in the Czech Republic, will be one day part of these projects and have this amazing experience. I'm very grateful for that. Also grateful for my, you know, people I met, and like, for example, my former boss, Richard Pierce, who gave me his trust and he sees this potential in me, and who led me along the way. And same as, for example, I mentioned before, from the Blumenfuss shipyard, the interior manager, Martin Trostel. So I think it's very important to have these kind of mentors and people around. So I am proud of that. That's for sure, that I had a chance and then somebody sees something in me and they gave me the opportunity. But there are also other projects, for example, just in the beginning when we were starting, or I've been sort of balancing in between, still freelancing for some different designers and starting my own project. My very first was very small, 15 meter, called Zephyr, which is from 1939, the Vogue. So it's a very old Dutch boat, but really beautiful. And after the restoration we did, it's part of the Fetchip Heritage Fleet. And it was an amazing, completely different project that I used to be working on, but truly one of a kind, because the main aim of this project was to keep the classical lines and traditional look and cherish the rich history and her times, but brings the modern vibe. And the family who restored this project with four little children, it was just amazing. So I think that's also one of the projects I'm very proud of. And later on, our very first project, which I officially mark in my independent business, was Project Alice with the Larsen mm-hmm. Shipyard. And this started as a nice small help to my ex-colleague from Andrew Winch, James Leuter, mm-hmm. who is now in-house leading exterior designer for Larsen Shipyard. And he designed this unique, innovative, climate neutral, and super sustainable yacht, Alice. And we're supposed to help him just with GA and with some finishes. And they were producing 1-to-100 scale model of this 98 meter yacht, which meant to be built for the miniature Wonderland in Hamburg. But along the way, the project really grew, and the collaboration, in the end, it was amazing collaboration. And we had many really beautiful calls with Michael Brehman. And the story of the project was Alice in Wonderland, and who I would definitely like to ask who hasn't seen this project yet to have a look, because it's really something very unique and special. Not only the exterior design, but we really try to connect the exterior and interior, because that's how it's, I believe that it should be really in a flow all the time. An interesting thing of this project is that now actually, if you are in Hamburg, I would ask anyone to go to visit Miniature Wonderland, because you can see there now this model really floating on the Monaco section. And this part of it was officially opened only 2 months ago, and was opened by himself, Mr. The Prince of Monaco, Albert II, who attended the official ceremony opening of this area with his wife and his children. So it's also a beautiful story with that.
Wow. that was much more than I expected. I would love to actually know more. I haven't seen the Alice in Wonderland. You had me there. That was the best hook. I also... Larsen,
Larsen presented this Alice three times actually at the Monaco show. So the first time when we launched this project was in 2021. Then 2022, they've been focusing on, because this is really new, climate neutral yacht and sustainable. So they were really showing all this, how it works inside, and really promoting that. And last year we could see the model at the Metropole, the Monaco Metropole, in the shopping center, which was there, like, for anyone who could see the model. It's beautiful. It's 1 meter, you know, big model. It's really gorgeous. Yeah.
Well, I am sold. I will definitely have to look at it after our interview. But yeah. Aside from the tangible projects that you have created, and I love all the details, because I think it really illustrates to the audience, especially those listening. everything that goes into them, what are all the connections that are built on each build. But I also think something that you said was I thought was very interesting is that you are very talented, but then you're very proud that other people were able to recognize it and grateful that they did, and they gave you the opportunities you had. It's so interesting how that we need other people to actually move forward. You can't be talented in a void. And it is a team effort. It is a team sport, right? To create a yacht. So there's a lot of soft skills that go into you continuing furthering your career. So I think that's wonderful. And it shows, because now that you launched your business, you dove into so many courses to make sure that you had the right skills for the next step. So it's no surprise that you're constantly learning and giving value back to the project and the people around you. So I'm not shocked at all of your trajectory. But you've been in the industry for so long now, over a decade. I think that's considered really a very good in career now. Have you seen changes happening in yachting? And do you want to share, where do you see the yachting industry heading to?
Yes, definitely. It's been a lot of changes in the last 15 years, not only in terms of design, but also in terms of the owners, because I think that's the huge change, that the owners are way much younger than they used to be. So I think also the demand on the interior and the style and the design, not only from the inside, like the interior, but also the exterior, you know, that, for example, you know, you can see way more innovative and creative yachts on the sea just because of the owners are different. Yeah, so that's one thing. The second one is also there are much, I think the interior is getting much lighter because the windows are getting much bigger. It's really a huge difference from years before. What else?
Well, I actually,
very, very important thing is that we are getting really more sustainable. But I really, actually, this is one thing which I'm still doubting, yeah, because we do talk about sustainability a lot, and we do try, and we have big shipyards like Larsen, Fedship, Oceanco, you know, Amels, all of these, you know, really, really promoting and doing their best. But I do think that it is on us as well. We need to sort of draw a line and say we are not doing that what we did in the past anymore, yeah, because the clients, they still have an option, and of course this more sustainable option is still a little bit more expensive than the old option. Mm-hmm. And if people still keep designing or giving options, then we will never move on. So maybe now I'm like touching very sensitive part, but I from my side, I always feel like, you know, I'm very passionate about what I do, and I believe in engineering and new innovations. And, you know, look at where we are in the last 5 years, where we moved, you know, what we see with AI and, you know, the technologies, how everything is moving. You know, this is incredible. Like what used to happen in 100 years, now it's like in 5-10 years, everything is different. And we have these sources now, and we know what we can do and how can we change things. So I think we should still be a little bit more pushy and try harder to get it better. We have only one planet, we have only one world, we have only one oceans, and we really need to look after it. Yeah.
We're still very young, so we are going to see the repercussions of what we do later in life. It's not only for the next generation, but we've been here for a while, so we're short on time now. But I wanted to make sure we cover, if you were to start yachting back up again, is there some advice that you would want to give yourself?
So I think that is a very nice question. What I would give as an advice to myself, what I would do differently, I think is talk to people more. Approach those who you admire and who you wish to learn from, because you might be surprised that most of them will actually be happy to share their experiences and mistakes. And I was very lucky to be surrounded with incredible people and mentors. And when, you know, when I ask for help or when I ask for any advice, I received it. So I think it's really important to to ask for help when you need that.
Okay, now that we're close to the end, you told me to wait until now to ask. Please tell us a little bit about what is that virtual background that you have on.
Yes, thank you very much. So this is our one of the latest projects, and I'm very proud of our collaboration with Lateral Engineers. So we were very excited because we were approached by them, and they asked us to design this interior on their very innovative platform, which they call Free from Bulkheads, FFB platform. And they say this challenges traditional superyacht architecture, enabling watertight bulkheads to terminate at the lower deck. And that actually gave us absolutely unique space and unique opportunity to create something like this on the lower deck, because you can see, you can almost have a 360 degree view of the ocean. And we created this project, which we call Senses. And it's a wellness area. And I'm actually very proud for the title, which Superyacht Times, who wrote about our project Senses, was saying that DFD has set out to revolutionize the superyacht spa experience with invisible technologies to create an AR wellness project out with Senses. And I think that they really summed it up perfectly, because we did use lots of invisible technologies, which we collaborated together with VBH company here based in Holland. We collaborated also with Sonance speakers. So we have all invisible speakers around. We created really this unique spa, which is really covering all of the senses. And that's literally the core of the belief and of my business, that everything what we surround ourselves with is really important and has a huge impact on how we feel and on our well-being. Yeah. So with this project, we really try to cover it, everything. And if you haven't seen it yet, I would like to ask you to, you know, see our movie and have a look, because it's, I think we are actually continuing this project. It's not, this is just one platform at the moment, but we are continuing to do more.
Dasha, this has been a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for sharing. You have a beautiful trajectory. And I cannot wait to see what else your studio does. Before we log off, I want to know, is there anything else that we missed? Anything that you would like to share?
I thank you so much. Thank you so much, Andrea, for this incredible time and questions. I really, really enjoy talking to you. One thing I promised, that I will say hi to my daughter. So just hello, Hattie. Hi to you. If she will be one day listening. So I promised.
I love it. Hi as well. I'm so happy you like the episode too.
And she's in bed now because it's late. Yeah, but
yeah. Understandable. And you've shared so many projects. I promise you guys, you'll see them in the show notes. But is there a way that we can follow along and stay connected?
Yes, as I mentioned, so I think the Instagram and LinkedIn are the best sort of links, as well as our website, dashamonova.com, where I try to update here and there some news. And yeah, I think the Instagram is the best, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, then follow her along. You just need to click on her username on the show notes. So it's very easy. Thank you again. And I cannot wait to see you in Monaco soon.
Yes, thank you so much. And I really can't wait to see you as well. And thank you for your time and this opportunity. It was wonderful.
Thank you so much for listening to The Yacht Femme. If you like what you heard, please like, subscribe, and comment. Your comment will help us reach a broader audience. And don't miss the next episode. Bye.